Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim, Kal Samaches, we're starting Simon Beis. So now, Simon Beis, it's interesting that the point seems to be obvious, but what the Chayodim is going to explain to us is that Chazal took a point which is obvious, and they gave specific actions which they felt went under that umbrella, and they codified it as well. Shalotei mitzvus mizuyu olav. The person cannot have a reality where he's doing mitzvahs in a way which is degrading to the mitzvah. Now that seems pretty obvious. Hashem's mitzvahs can't be done in a way which is degrading. A person can't have a degrading attitude towards mitzvahs. But what we're going to see is that there are specific actions or issues which Chazal put into place which would address that concern, together with the fact that a person has to have the right attitude. Number one, he says there are three applications of this. Again, the word tanoim over here being used, not conditions, but the applications of this concept. Number one, shlo yasena b'kalus rosh b'derech bozui. A person should not do it with a flippant attitude, and a way which is an action which is degrading. But this is actually based on a pasuk, and it's in the Raisu. So there's a mitzvah of kisei adam, and a person shechs a bird, or a person shechs a wild animal, which is kosher, like a deer. So the blood which comes out has to be covered with dirt. There's no mitzvah to do that when you're dealing with a domesticated animal, like sheep, cattle, goats. But the wild animals, which are kosher, and birds, there's a mitzvah of kisei adam. So the blood is on the ground, and the person wants to take, there's a pile of dirt nearby, he wants to use his foot to push the dirt onto the blood. So he cannot do so. He has to do it with the same action that he did the shkita with his hand. He has to do the kisei with his hand as well. He cannot use his foot for that purpose. So Chazal, Rekibel Chazal, what's the word? B'mesh Shavach Yichase. The Hanu Kishem Shoshachet B'yad, Kach Yichase B'yad. A person shechs with their hands; they should use their hand for covering. Now, he says, "V'lav Davka B'yad." It doesn't mean exactly necessarily with your hand. You can use, you can pour from a bucket. Shrei Gamashkito Hayzal Yerekli. El Lafuke Shlo Yichase B'regel Shuderek B'zoyin. But the point that it's coming to say is that you should not use your foot to cover the blood, because that would be considered a degrading way of doing it. This is a Gemara Meshabes Chabez Barashi Avun de Kulam Dama Mashu Shohi Hid Rashi Gemara Midaraisa. This is not Taman Asmachta. According to Rashi, this is a full-fledged Deraisa Drasha. A person has to be careful in doing mitzvahs in a way which is not degrading. Now, the Gemara then learns out other applications of this concept. This case seems to be quite extreme, and it's almost questionable why we need the Torah to tell us such an idea. It seems to be very obvious that the Rambam, when he brings on this halacha in Hilchos Shechita, he says, person should not use his foot, he should use his hand or a kli or a knife. He should not use his foot because he shouldn't be noig minig bizoyin. And therefore mitzvahs will be degrading to, will be an attitude of degradation to them. The covenant is not to the mitzvah itself, the covenant is to the one who commanded it. The one who saved us from groping in the dark, how to find what's appropriate in life. And he lit a light for us, to straighten out the krumkat in our life. Vor laharas nesivas hayosher, chenomer neila ragla debarecha vor lenesivasi. So Rambam waxes eloquent over here that the Bereshit gave us the Torah, which gives us hadracha of what to do, and these are the mitzvahs, and we should look at the mitzvahs as therefore as tremendous presence from Hashem, and we should give the kavod to Kadosh Baruch Hu by doing the mitzvah with an attitude of respect. The Ksam Sofer says that the Ramban in the parasha with the Torah that says the mitzvah of kisui dam, parasha Zachri Mois, explains that the Kabbalistic reason behind covering the dirt was that there was ruchas ros on the dirt, and it's on the dam, and the people who were astrologers would take advantage of this and use it to be able to foretell the future. So the whole thing was a degrading reality, this whole issue. In a certain sense, we would bedavka want to use our foot to show that we do not want anything to do with this type of stuff. But Rambam says, so, but we have to understand, even though that's true, but we need to give respect to the one who commanded the mitzvah. Gave us this clarity which we have in our lives. Each time we do a mitzvah, we must burn it in that thought process and do it with a tremendous element of respect. Have a good day.